Hi everyone, Brother George here. Thanks for joining me for Bible Made Easy podcast. Are the Jews God's chosen people? It's a highly controversial question with widely differing opinions among the Christian community. But it's very important to have a correct scriptural answer to this question because it affects our perception of the nature of God and how he deals with humanity as a whole. It also impacts our view on how salvation is obtained, as well as regarding Israel's role in the end time events. There are also real-world political implications, seeing there are many secular rulers and politicians who grant the nation of Israel special favor because of their belief that Jews are chosen of God. This is especially relevant at this time, considering Israel's highly criticized military operation in Gaza, which is strongly supported by many evangelical Christians around the world. Okay, what does the Bible say about this? The Jews and the nation of Israel have their roots in God's call to Abraham nearly 4,000 years ago. Genesis 12, 1 and 2. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Now Abraham himself was not a Jew. He was from Chaldea, a tribe of Babylonians descended from Noah's son Shem. The term Jew came later, because it was derived from the name Yehuda, or Judah, who was Abraham's great-grandson. So being Jewish was not the reason Abraham was called. While a case could be made that the Old Testament promises to Abraham and his descendants were largely reserved for physical Jews, the Bible is clear that the ultimate determining factor of who was saved and favored and chosen by God was not whether one possessed Jewish DNA. It was a person's faith in the Messiah who was to come, Jesus, which was demonstrated by their performance of blood sacrifices and their obedience to the laws of Moses, not their genetic makeup. Even Gentiles at the time, or non-Jews, could convert, be saved, and gain the exact same blessings and participate in the same calling. So you could argue that the biblical term Jew or Israelite, while having physical connotations, ultimately meant a person of faith. Paul makes this clear in the New Testament. What the Jews were really chosen for was not automatic salvation by virtue of their Jewish lineage. Salvation, both then and now, came by a personal choice to believe in the Messiah Jesus. Faith came first, and because of this, they were then chosen for a mission, which was to be an example to surrounding wicked nations of a godly nation, to be a blessing to the world by being custodians of the Word of God, and most importantly, by paving the way for the coming of the Messiah. The calling was not to be an exclusive racial group, but rather an inclusive group of believers that welcomed all true believers into the community of faith, regardless of ethnicity. Continuing his call to Abraham, God said, Genesis 12:3, In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And there were conditions to the blessings God promised them. They were to remain obedient to God and faithful to the calling he had given them. Otherwise, he would punish them and treat them just like any other ethnic group, which he did. Their Jewish genes didn't save them. Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2 and 15. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. In other words, God was far more concerned with their faith and obedience than their ethnicity. Their common ethnicity was a mere means to an end, but it wasn't the end. And it's no different today. God's chosen people today are still those who have faith in Jesus the Messiah and who are obedient to him. These are the ones God chooses to be a blessing to the world. Speaking to the early believers, the Apostle Peter wrote that the status of priesthood and particular calling given to his Old Testament people of faith called Jews was now transferred to his New Testament people of faith called Christians. 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. Jesus, John the Baptist, and the New Testament writers were emphatic in stating that Jewish DNA was not required for either salvation, favor or blessing, or being chosen for service to God. John the Baptist admonished the Jews of his day thus, Luke 3:8, bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Jesus did likewise, even calling some of the purebred Jewish religious leaders children of the devil. Listen to this fiery exchange between Jesus and the Jewish leaders from John chapter 8. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard from God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication, we have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. Now how could they possibly be God's chosen people if they were children of the devil? Clearly, their Jewish ethnicity ultimately meant nothing to Jesus, for he only saw their hearts. And so it is today. Finally, here's the Apostle Paul's insistence that Jewish Christians are no more favored by God than their Gentile brothers and sisters, and that all who are in Christ are heirs of the promises given to Abraham. Galatians 3:28-29. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. This should be an encouragement to all people. To the Jew, it means that God doesn't love you merely because of your DNA. He loves you for the real you, your spirit. And for the rest of us, God doesn't play favorites. He doesn't value any ethnic group over anyone else. Salvation, blessing, and calling to service are open to all. And if this is new to you, I urge you to study the scriptures with an open mind and see for yourself. Thanks for joining me. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. God bless you all. Bye.